my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It's Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2024. And I'm so thankful. Oh, I'm so thankful you're listening. It makes my day. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests from different listeners. And as I've traveled to churches, and I'm telling pastors, if they'll give me a prayer request, I'll pray with them for 30 days. And I have some here on my desk. I was preaching in a meeting, and fellows gave me prayer requests. And I don't need to know all the information about it. Sometimes it might be unspoken. Most of the time, they'll put something down I'm praying for specifically. But I won't share it with anybody. But if you have a prayer request, I would welcome it. I'll do my best to pray with you about it. This week is about America. And you're a grand old flag. There's a great song. Let's play it for you right now.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag, on the grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand high flying flag. Keep your eye.
The wonderful thing about America is that revival could happen at Sunday morning at 12 noon, whatever time you give the invitation. Do you realize that, friend, we're thinking about if we get a new president, if we get a new Congress, if we get a new Supreme Court, if we get a new governor, if we get a new mayor, whatever we think, there's the answer. We get that. All things are going to look up. Wait a minute. If my people, which are called by my name, God says, you humble yourself and you pray and you get right with me. You confess your sins. I'll heal your land. Revival could happen in a church, in an individual's life, and in a church on a Sunday morning. And then it could spread. And you realize that this thing could be turned around. What was it they were telling me? El Salvador. Someone told me there was the president of El Salvador, and it was known as the number one murder capital in the world, crime capital in the world 5 years ago. And this president came in, and now they say it's the safest place in the Northern Hemisphere. They said, why did it happen? He said, well, we got all the drugs off the street, and we got all the people that need to be in prison. But he said, here's what we did. We would go to a cabinet meeting and constantly have prayer. And if we got stuck on a decision, we prayed. And God did this. Here's a song, Turn the Tide, Lord, by the Voices of Praise. It's a little bit longer. We're going to get in 2 Peter 2. We began yesterday, the first 9 words or so, verse 15. We'll pick it up there. These people that have evil intentions to destroy the work of God.
America was founded. She was strong and pure. Good, and her leaders on their knees were not afraid to call on God. But our nation, in her pride, has turned her back upon the right, and the clouds of evil. we must lift our hearts and pray.
We found yesterday in chapter 2, verse 15, of these false teachers, they have forsaken the right way and have gone astray following the way of Balaam. They've forsaken the right way. One preacher said this of this text, it's these Christians who have evil intentions. He said they're the ones that they really don't come to church, but they come to a business meeting and they try to stir things up. I know in America right now, we have some deacons in churches that don't really attend church, but you attend deacons meeting. You want to know what's going on. You want to be in a position. I want to ask some questions tonight. And it's always, don't want to be covering anything. Why would you say something like that? What are your intentions? May I say this? If you're an usher as a deacon and you're the back of the auditorium, that's your spot. And we have some that have to sit there. That's their spot. That's their door. That's the security area where they are protecting the people. But if you just come and plop down on the back of the auditorium and you're a deacon or a staff member, shame on you. You ought to get closer. You ought to get closer to the front. You ought to get in the choir. You ought to get involved. You folks that like to come to, we had a man thought I was going to make an announcement. Hadn't been in church for years, and his young wife, and he's in the ministry, but they hadn't been in church here for years. But he thought I was going to make an announcement on a Sunday night. He showed up. I never made the announcement. He thought, You know, come on. Why are you a stirrer up of problems and troubles? Is that what you do? Is that what you're known for? When you leave your church, and every pastor I know is telling me people are leaving, coming and going. But when you leave, are you leaving any heritage that you want any folks to Christ and you did anything for God? Or were your intentions now, I'm going to go to the next place? Be careful with all that. They've forsaken the right way. Are you in the right way? Are you in a critical way, an antagonistic way, a bitter way, an angry way? And you're angry at the church, but in reality, there's something in your life you're angry about. What is it? What is it that you're angry about? Your marriage, your family, your children, your money, your lack of ability, or whatever. What is the truth? Are you away from God? That's what the problem is. They've forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam. Balaam is chapter 22 through 25 of the book of Numbers. And they went after, you know, Balaam at first, I'm not going to curse the people of God. No. But Balaam came and said, I want you to curse them. I don't like them. No, I'm not going to do that. But what did he do? He caved. He said, okay, I can do that. I can go ahead and curse the people of God. Though he stood against Balak, and now he said, I can do that. It's no problem. That's why he says in verse number 16, I'll get back to the end of this other text in just a little bit, but that's why he gets back to verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with a man's voice, forbidding the madness of the prophet. The prophet was taught to do better than this. And he stood for a moment, but he eventually caved. And God says, okay, I'm going to send this donkey to correct you. But he still didn't answer. Now, what's the problem, Balaam? Well, Balaam wasn't looking about how to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell again in unity. What was his problem? Love the wages, verse 15, love the wages of unrighteousness. Follow the money. Always follow the money. People most of the time that gripe about the money, well, where's the money going? I want to know more. I want to do, are the people that generally don't give. What are we thinking here? I'm all for, we have a company, outside company, and they affirm that it takes about 4 to 5 months to study our finances, and they give us this long report that most of us don't even know how to read, and about where we are, all these things. But may I say to you how important it is that we stay true to a living God. Well, it's been good to be with you on the broadcast today. I love you folks so much. It's going to be a great week of patriotic music and all church tomorrow night. But let's have a word of prayer and ask that God would just really bless us and that we live in righteousness. Father, I do thank you for our listeners worldwide. Thank you for this text in 2 Peter in chapter 1. And I pray that this would be a great day for every listener, for those in rest homes and nursing homes and facilities and hospitals and those that are having health issues and difficulties. Comfort their hearts this day is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.